MC Lil J, Rap on Tap, show number 8. Hola, mi gentes. Welcome to MC Lil J, Rap on Tap. I am MC Lil J. This is the show where we look at MC Lil J rap lyrics and explore a dialogue about their relevance and meaning. You guys want to say hi?
What's up, people?
What's up?
Okay, great. We will jump right into it. I want to tell anyone listening that this show is now available on YouTube. So if you would prefer to watch rather than listen, we're not going to be doing any fancy moves or anything, but
never know. That's
available. What'd you say, Joey?
You never know.
You never know.
Never know. With these cool
never
cats.
Do know.
Yeah, you're like, speak for yourself, Julia. All right. So one thing you guys, I like to do right at the beginning, just we're all coming from somewhere different. Let's just take like literally 3 seconds of silence just to kind of like center in. You know, or space out, or just like have a rest for a second. Okay, great. Did that feel like a long time?
I'm centered, baby.
All right, centered. Okay, wait, Nick, I'm gonna test your memory here.
Uh-oh.
We were texting a couple weeks ago about the show I said, give me some insight into what kind of a song you would like. And do you remember what you said that you wanted?
Ooh, you know, putting me on the spot there. Don't.
Okay, you said you wanted clever. You wanted something clever, clever lyrics.
Yeah, right. Okay, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on back now.
Yeah, sounds like you. So, you guys, this is like, I feel like the lyrics on this song are super clever, and I'm so proud of this particular song, okay? And when it's You Are a Badass, it's like the letters, like URABADDASS, okay? So it's like URA, not like YOURE, okay? So
like Boys Are Us.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, definitely like Toys Are Us. So You Are a Badass. You are Joey, you are Nick, also I am too. And I think all of our listeners, everybody, let's just own that we're badass. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you guys just a little bit of background about this before we get going. First of all, do you guys have any questions for me before we jump into this, or are you guys good to go?
I think I'm pretty good with the questions.
Okay.
I'm just curious to see if it's like gangster rap or what kind of rap we're talking about, you know?
Okay, like, great.
My only question is this like a kid show? Is this PG? Because I mean, I swear a lot.
No, this is nature, 100%.
It slips up, you know, it happens. I apologize to begin with.
Explicit lyrics. Explicit. All right. Yeah, we definitely put that on the show that this is for, you know, I mean, I guess you don't have to be a certain age, but you definitely have to be ready.
Good audience. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, mature.
All right, let's bring that gangster rap by, man. I love drive-by music.
All right. So I want to tell you guys that this song, so some of my songs, I sit and I just write the whole thing straight through. This song, I like picked and chose little bits from like a couple of my different journals, a couple of my first journals.
Right.
And I kind of like pieced it together, like where I was like, this goes together. The second verse, there's three verses. The second verse I did write like all the way through, but I think it was supposed to be like a song on its own. And I like popped it in as the second verse of this song. All my songs are really long. I like long songs. I don't know.
So how did that process go? So you were rereading through all your journals and then grabbed the lyric and then started getting ideas for a new song, putting piecemealing all this.
Yeah, I don't.
Pass lyrics together, kind of.
It's weird. Yeah, I can't remember actually, like, what exactly. I will say this. I'll tell you this. So this guy had sent me a CD, okay, old-fashioned burned CD of like instrumentals for me to practice my raps to.
Oh yeah.
And right. One of them on there was this song. Do you know Jailbird by Primal Scream? Or do you guys even know the band Primal Scream?
I know the band, but I'm not very familiar with them.
Okay, I haven't heard them. I didn't even know the song, and not only it's the Chemical Brothers remix. Okay. So it's, and I listened to that, and that I think kind of inspired me. And I thought, I'm going to throw some lyrics over this. Let me see what I've got. And I kind of created this as like a best of, like, pieces that like weren't really with other things that I felt were their equivalent. And I popped them out and tried to put them all together as like just a mega song. You know what I mean? Like an all-star type situation was what I was thinking. So like I said, there's three verses. The chorus on this is so good that I actually have it as the chorus also for another song of mine. Okay, the chorus is like so strong.
A heavy hook, okay.
And I didn't end up using that Jailbird Chemical Brothers remix. What I ended up doing was I had a like Hackintosh. Have you guys ever heard the term Hackintosh? It's like when someone makes a Macintosh out of like old pieces.
Pirate Macintosh.
Word. I like that. I've heard of it, but I dig it.
My friend Phil.
I need no Macintosh. I got a Hackintosh.
A Hackintosh. I had a Hackintosh with some like black market version of Pro Tools. Are you guys familiar with Pro Tools?
Oh yeah.
So I was out of my league with this Pro Tools, but I could hear songs in my head, and I was like, I know what I wanted to sound like. So I would take other songs and like Frankenstein them together to like make a beat for myself to rap over. Okay. And it was like custom.
In Pro Tools?
What?
All in Pro Tools?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it was like custom to me because I could make the verse exactly what I wanted, put little effects, whatever. And so this song actually uses 13 different samples to like build the song.
Okay.
Goddamn good number.
Yeah. 13. All right. Lucky 13.
Is that the name of the song?
No, it's called You Are a Badass.
What about You're a 13 Badass?
You're a badass. 13. You're 13 badasses.
You're the 13th badass.
To the, yeah.
A badass to the 13th degree.
The 13th chamber.
Okay. Should I know what the 13th chamber is?
Oh, come on.
You can find out. You'll figure it out.
All right. I'm writing it down.
All right.
13th chamber. All right. So what I'm going to do. What's up, Joey? Gang signs? Okay. All right.
That's going to be going on a lot tonight. I guarantee you that.
I love it. what we usually do on this show, I think you guys maybe have listened to a couple, is I read the lyrics and then we play the song. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to flip the script tonight and I'm going to play the song first. Okay.
All right. So
I hope everyone sticks around to the end because just hearing it, you are not going to catch the lyrics. Okay. That's why this podcast is so great, because when you just play a song for someone, unless your ear is really attuned, you're not going to get all the nuances and the lyrics and the meaning by just one listen. Okay.
Of course.
So I feel like this song, though, it's so crazy that I want the listeners and you guys, obviously, to hear this in its entirety first, and then it's going to give us a jumping off point to like talk about it.
Cool.
All right. Sounds good.
Run it.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So this song is 6 minutes long.
Oh,
so God. Kick back. You guys might want to take notes of things that pop out at you.
Word.
I'm or not. Here we go.
I just want to get it, get it, get it, and I'm wearing them down.
Ugh.
I'm getting hit with a ton of Blondie right now.
Yeah.
Blondie.
Second to none, and when I rock the mic, the fools run. Why no one wanna hear it when you act real nice? Best love your neighbor, take my advice. I have a passion for my direction. Love is my protection. Don't care about your human rejection. You just don't get it. I don't give a damn who you think I isn't or who you think I am. Don't think you own me, you don't stand a chance. I'm just saying my rhymes and doing my dance. Loving every minute cause it takes all I have. Loving who I am cause you know I'd be bad. I do it like that, I do it like this. I'm living like I'm loving and I'm loving this bliss. I'm soaring and I'm flying and I don't leave a trace. Letting go of pain by dropping out of the race. I'm not soft, I'm smooth, I'm not old, I'm wise. Kitties using training wheels to run their lives. Over time you grow up, only some grow old. I'm rising to the top until my body turns cold.
Alright, here comes this.
Everything I need to overcome, to succeed. When the time is right, he will lead me to the place where I should be. I will wait, I will believe. I will not take more than I receive. When the time is right, he will lead me to the place where I should be. Your God, don't magnify the issue. Jesus Christ, I fucking miss you. The thing that's got you pissed is just a pest. Look inside your heart and God takes care of the rest. You've heard it before, but I'll say it again. fun is what he really wants. Not no fun at all, so bring it on, punks. I'm coming on strong and I'm coming with hits. I got God on my side, so I just can't mess. Whatever the problem, I know the solution. It's time to start a love revolution.
Send the gearship for the high gear of your soul.
What do you guys think? Just give me your initial reaction.
Dude, total chaos.
Yeah.
It's like, it was unbelievable. It was a lot.
It's a lot.
Going in my head. Yeah.
A lot going on.
It's like.
Lyrically, musically, all of that. Definitely needs a little bit of work. If you're just asking me my general opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it's not performance ready. I tried to set it up that I was a very amateur musical person assembling this, you know?
Yeah. It like the way I feel is you're trying to get the idea out there, and that's a lot of work on Pro Tools, obviously, but, and you got a lot of ideas that you were throwing together, but my vibe is that you like wanted it just to get recorded so the idea didn't get away.
Yeah, right. You summed it up well, Joey. And like, I'm thinking the word that's coming to mind for me is like prototype. You know what I mean? Sure. This is like what I just went down to the basement and was like, here's like, the
idea. Let's do this. I got the lyrics. I'm going to use all these samples.
Right.
It almost like made me laugh a little bit because it was like so out there, which is cool, which is totally cool. You did that.
Yeah. Were you going to say something, Nick?
Yeah. I mean, you got your mindset down and what you want to do and the general theme of the track you got going. It just needs more focus on certain parts. I mean, if it's a rough draft, it's all gravy, baby.
Okay, so I want to tell you guys, the music for me is not what this is about. This is about the lyrics, okay? The lyrics are the star of this show. So, like, I hear what you guys are saying with the samples. First of all, what samples, let's just stick on the samples for a second more, though. What samples jumped out at you guys that you were like, I know that one? And then I'll tell you all the ones there were, because you're not going to believe it.
Off the top of my head, I really can't point out any single sample. I was like focusing on like word structure and rhyming structure and then what the theme was about. And then getting hit from like left and right field, like with the samples and all that.
I know.
I wasn't really paying attention with that, but I definitely was feeling it for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joey, did you pick up on any specific samples that you recognize?
I picked up on Blondie, obviously, in the beginning, B-Boys. I heard a beautiful Chicago sample. My favorite part of the song was right at the break when it, like, all slowed down. I'm not sure what sample that was. But I thought your lyrics and how you were singing that part were the best part of the whole song.
What, right towards...
It was right before you put in that Velvet Underground sample, like right at the end of that. But before that was amazing.
I can't think of which part that was.
It's a total break. It, like, everything slows down. You slow down your... It's like you're singing... it's like separated from the rest of the whole song.
Yeah.
You're like singing real quick and like kind of to the beat. Then that sample, that break, and it all slowed down. It was kind of like acoustic-y maybe.
Yeah.
You're like, yo,
I think that was for the chorus.
I was walking down and blah, 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 da, 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 da. So I love that part. And then obviously I thought it was cool when you just let, when Fish was playing and you kind of let the song ride, man. That was kind of nice.
Yeah. So that's a live. I had this old bootleg. Nick, do you know what a bootleg is?
Of course.
Okay. I mean, you're so young.
Right, Buzz.
Okay.
Best so, life man was a bootlegger.
It was a old Fish actually on a cassette tape. 7/14/91 for my Fish fans out there. Look, what'd you say?
I'm messing around. I'm sorry. I'm just messing around.
I love it. What'd you say?
I said, what's a cassette tape?
Oh, what's a cassette tape? Nice. It was Townshend, Vermont. I don't even know how to say that. Townshend. The Fish bootleg actually on cassette. And you guys, I'm not even going to go into the detail of it, but I was like playing the Fish tape on a cassette and like holding it up to the speakers to record the music.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
one side of the stereo, like the left channel, the right channel.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's only picking up one channel.
It was all so DIY. And so, yeah, that.
Is there any other way?
Is there any other way? I know. What do they say? Necessity is the mother of invention.
Just like
We had in there POW by Beastie Boys, Mike's Song by Fish from that same show, Copacabana, Barry Manilow, Edge of the Moon, Xavier Rudd, Sweet Jane, The Velvet Underground, One Way or Another by Blondie, Joyful, I think that's Bach or Beethoven, but it was sung by Sandy Patty, Battle Without Honor or Humanity, which... of course, it's from Kill Bill, but now sometimes they play it on like sporting events, which kind of, for me, takes the value.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Unfortunate. That's Tomoyasu Hotel, Eyes of the World, Grateful Dead, No Vaseline, Ice Cube. God damn, y'all set it off, right?
Right?
Run Like an Antelope, Spinning Wheel, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And The Sunshine Underground by Chemical Brothers. So that's what we got there.
It was in Chicago. My bad.
At the beginning of the song, at the beginning of that verse 3, when it says hola mientes, that's, I got that. That's why I say during this song, that means hello, my people.
Okay.
And he says that, I'm not sure who on stage actually says that at the Fish show. I think it might be John Fishman, the drummer. If anybody knows, please enlighten me, my listeners.
I thought it was Nick this whole time. I thought it was you the whole time.
Not me, baby.
Anyway, I picked that up.
Eddie Lee.
Let's look at, wait. I want to ask you guys this before we go any farther. Speaking of Kill Bill, it's a Quentin Tarantino movie. Name me your favorite Quentin Tarantino movie. It's so hard to choose. I know you guys probably both love them all, but if you had to pick one, what would it be?
Joey, you go first. You want me to go first?
Hard. No pressure, guys, because they're all great. I mean, do you guys love Quentin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's up there, yeah.
I mean, Kill Bill is one of my favorites, actually.
Reservoir Dogs.
Absolutely.
I think I'd have to say Reservoir Dogs because
For 90s Reservoir Dogs, for the 21st century, I'd say Django.
Django's so good. Django, you know,
but the dialogue in that is just.
But like, he's like a fine wine, you know. The 90s, you know, it's age, and then the 21st century, you know, and the late, like, modern, like 2015, 2020 got better, you know what I'm saying?
He did. Older,
but you know what I'm saying? Like,
he got more complex, right?
Sure. But you knew it was a Tarantino movie when you watched it.
Yeah.
100%. I don't, Inglourious had its.
Yes.
Moments too, man.
I love Inglourious Bastards. It's a great
unbelievable.
Movie.
Unbelievable.
I love all of them.
I think that Inglourious Bastards is something I can watch again and again and again. Like every 6 months, if it's something that's on and I'm unsure what I, or if I don't know what I want to watch on browser, it could be like, done. I'm not wasting any more time. You know, I can eat and have my beer now and chill out and, you know, catch a buzz and enjoy a film.
Hour searching.
I love it.
Because that never happens.
All right. So let's get into this some more. I don't even want to step on what you guys came up with. So why don't you guys just give me some of your reactions? Like, you guys both had some, Nick, you said you were looking at like the lyrics or what was coming at you?
Yeah. I mean, I feel that it's.
Like, was there something specific that popped out at you that you were like, oh, that lyric really, or something, or were you just kind of like taking it all in?
I was taking it all in. I got some notes and, you know, just, I feel like the whole theme is like, you know, God helping you prevail and becoming a better being in general.
A badass, maybe, if you will.
Yeah, a badass. Yeah, badass. And also a better being too, whether that's badass or, you know, a saint or, you know, a volunteer, whatever it may be, like it's still becoming of an individual. You know, and the way I was getting it is that a lot of that came from, you know, the help from God and, you know, spirituality, man, you know?
Yeah. I
like,
got
love
it.
Like, love your neighbor. Love is my protection. You know, like these are humbling things that mean a lot that we don't think about a lot of the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We put love on the back burner because of, you know, the way of life it is, you know?
Yeah, it's easy to put it on the back burner when really it's our biggest tool. It's the biggest thing we can try to use, right?
Sure, yeah, as well as God too, you know, whether it's, you know, your God, their God, who's ever God, or just a higher being and a higher energy, you know, it's not always about, you know, a Roman Catholic God or, you know, Allah or, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just a higher power, a higher being that means good.
Or your God's better than the other guy's God.
No, nothing like that. It's just
respect your opinion.
Something we put on the back burner a lot, you know? We only reach out and call out to God when, like, we need something. But then when, you know, we're high and everything's good, you know, for a short duration or a long duration, we kind of forget and put God on the back burner, you know, and love.
Yeah, Nick, you're bringing up a great point. Sometimes we actually are closest to, like, our most humble and our closest to this higher being when we're in pain or when things aren't going well. And so it's kind of nice when things are going good if you can still keep that connection alive, I guess.
Right, you know.
Go to the higher heights, you know, like go even higher. Okay, well, I'm going to just read through the lyrics real quick. So that in case you guys missed something, I'm going to read them one verse at a time. But if you guys, if something's like popping out at you or you're like, oh yeah, I remember that part or whatever, just stop me. Okay. Yep. I'm just going to read the first verse. So first I started off by saying, I just want to get it. And I'm wearing them down. We used to have a friend who, when he would go out and like hit on girls. Okay. So this is not great, I guess, for women, but like his tactic was literally to like wear them down. Like he'd be like, I'm wearing them down, you know, like I'm just going to talk to them.
Eventually they're going to break and I'm going to get some.
Yeah. Not like, I don't think he wanted to break them. He just wanted to like date them. But like, I don't know. That was his
narcissistic sociopathic tendencies, right?
Yeah. Okay. So here's the first verse.
How many black eyes does this dude have?
Wait, what, Joey?
How many black eyes does this cat have?
Yeah. All right. Loving a million because I'm second to none. And when I rock the mic, the fools run. Why no one want to hear it when you act real nice? Best love your neighbor. Take my advice. I have a passion for my direction. Love is my protection. Don't care about your human rejection. You just don't get it. I don't give a damn who you think I isn't or who you think I am. Don't think you own me. You don't stand a chance. I'm just saying my rhymes and doing my dance. Loving every minute because it takes all I have. Loving who I am because you know I'd be bad. I do it like that. I do it like this. Beastie Boys. I did it with a wiffle ball bat.
Yeah.
I'm living like I'm loving and I'm loving this bliss. Soaring and I'm flying and I don't leave a trace. Okay, guys, I'm going to stop right here with the lyrics. And I looked this up in my book the other night. And here's what the lyric in the song, I say, I'm soaring and I'm flying and I don't leave a trace. Letting go of pain by dropping out of the race. Okay. But here's how I originally wrote it. And I think this is so much stronger and I can't believe I changed it. Here's how it was intended to be. I'm soaring and I'm flying and I don't leave a trace. Letting go of pain by letting go of hate.
That's dope.
That's dope.
Yeah. Letting go of hate. That's like your stop worrying about being pissed off at this or that. And you're just onward to the positive feel.
And that's how I'm letting go of pain. Letting go of pain. Yeah.
Right. Let it go of hate.
By letting go of hate. I can't believe I changed that. So,
well, and change then, it back. It's your song.
I'm putting it back. But
Put it back.
I'm putting it back. It's back in.
Put it back in.
Feels, man. It's got those feels.
It's in. And then I cut a couple other lines here. It actually used to say, trying as I am to help my fellow man, taking every chance, not worried where I land. I cut that for some reason. I'm not soft, I'm smooth. I'm not old, I'm wise. Kitties using training wheels to run their lives.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's the shit.
So good.
Fire.
Over time you grow up, only some grow old. I'm rising till the top until my body turns cold. I stopped there, but it actually said, I don't give a rat's ass what the people say. I'm praying for peace till my very last day.
That's ill. Put that back in.
It's back in.
It's going back. Gotta go back.
Yeah.
It's back in. Okay. Let's look at the refrain. Do you guys have anything to add right there, or should we look at the refrain?
Let's look at the refrain.
Okay.
Move forward. Yeah. It's gravy.
So this refrain to me is like, I want to tell you, honestly, this is like what the prayer that if I have a prayer, I don't even know if it's a prayer. This is like my mantra that I say like regularly that like comforts me. Okay. Yeah. Like this is it. This is what, like, if I had to say all of my music coming down to just a few lines, it would be this. So it's God's given me everything I need. Okay. To overcome, to succeed. When the time is right, he will lead me to the place where I should be. I will wait. I will believe. I will not take more than I receive. When the time is right, he will lead me to the place where I should be.
That's a good. That's,
I dig it.
Good.
Does that touch you guys? Like, does that inspire you to like not worry about shit, or like what, or is it just like, okay? Like,
you're just got all your money, all your chips on the table, and it's like, I'm not tripping anymore. God will just, you know, guide me to where I need to be. And that might be at the grocery store. Doesn't matter. Or out in the woods with some friends. You know what I mean? Or hang with the kids. But instead of worrying about every finite detail, like everyday life gets overwhelming and crazy.
Yeah.
So
what about this part?
I feel that, like, I'm gonna touch bot that really quick. I'm sorry, Julia, but like,
no, go ahead.
You know, when it does get dark, like, you know, or it gets bad or whatever, like sometimes maybe that's where God, you're supposed to be at that rate. Like, it's all about positive and negative, ups and downs. Like, it's a duality, man. If without one, you can't have the other. Like, what is it? Without light, there is no dark. Without dark, there is no light. You know,
yeah.
You may have good times without knowing what a bad time is. And maybe God is, maybe you're supposed to have a bad time sometimes. Maybe
I agree.
For sure.
And
yeah.
Appreciate the good times and get to the good times, you know?
Okay, Nick, that is perfect as a setup for what I was going to say, because I'm saying God's given me everything I need to overcome and to succeed. But then I say, I will not take more than I receive. So it's like, whatever I've gotten, I'm going to just be happy with that, because sometimes I find myself like wanting more. I want not material stuff, but like, I want more happiness. I want more comfort. I want more safety. I want more faith. Like, I'm not going to take what's not mine, you know, like I'm going to take what I'm given, you know?
Right.
I don't know. It.
Sure. No, that makes a lot of sense.
It's everything to me. Okay. Let's go to verse 2. Okay. Today is today and tomorrow's tomorrow and all of our yesterday's gone. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Sing a new song. Blessed to be lifted up out of this mess. Oh, did you think this was just a test? Come on, new song, keep it coming strong. When you try to do good, you can't go wrong. Just give it your best. You're running, you're passing. You're fucking amazing. You're fantastic. Okay, Joey, what Beastie Boys song do they play a clip? And he's like, you're running, you're passing.
Oh, you're running, you're passing and running. It's like Rasta style.
I know, which song is it? I couldn't remember.
It's on
Check Your Head.
Yeah, it's on Check Your Head. Like,
I can't remember.
For like,
it's like B-Boys Making with the Freak or I don't know.
If I think of it, I'll.
Okay, if you think of it, don't spend too much time. You can let me know later. It's definitely stolen from the Beastie Boys. Okay, looking sideways like Pele the man. Now is the time to draw a line in the sand. You can never be defeated, never be beaten. My heart is strong and it's faith that I'm keeping. Even Jesus fell down under the weight of his cross. Your all is not for nothing. All is not lost. Cost me my joy? I think not. Before you see me give up, I'll be eating escargot. I know it's escargot. Magnify your God, don't magnify the issue. Jesus Christ, I fucking miss you. The thing that's got you pissed is just a pest. Look inside your heart and let God take care of the rest. You've heard it before, but I'll say it again. Putting faith in man is building castles on the sand. Blessings rain down, just gotta put out your hand. Blessings make me strong so I can rock this land.
Tight. Yeah, tight.
That's anthematic, dude.
What? Yeah. What word?
Anthematic.
Anthematic, yes. Yeah. I love it.
It's like
dropping the hammer down, dude. That's pretty deep. That's pretty good.
Castles on sand, though. Castles on sand resonates, you know?
Like, gimme. Yeah.
You know?
It gives you like a visual, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is, putting faith in man. Even like religion itself, and I know there's so many people who question religion, and I do too. I don't consider myself a religious person, because religion was made by people. Like, that's
correct.
It's not going to be perfect. It's going to be flawed. It's going to be fucked up. Like, any person is going to be not perfect. That's just it. So why do we look to other people like they're going to, you know, I don't know, not fail us?
Right.
It's very true, you know, but sometimes you got to put faith in other human beings, you know?
Well, you do.
Worked out so far, you know, that's the whole thing, you know, greatness always prevails. Positivity always prevails, you know, Star Wars, man, you know,
I want to think that's true, and that's true. But I think
the great revolutionaries, I feel like, always get shot down. Those ones who get people to rise up.
Yeah.
You know, Bob Marley.
I think we can love people. We're
trying to start a revolution to do good and believe in what you believe in and don't.
Yeah, I feel you on that. And that kind of goes off the little beaten path right now, but it's like.
Yeah.
We're always peaceful beings, but I don't know if we're always ready for peace. Like, you know, Gandhi, bang, MLK, bang. All these people who wanted to have peace and all that, you know, it's just like, they always get, you know, I'm sorry.
There's part of humanity that, like you said, like, don't want it. They, I don't know why, but maybe capitalism.
Maybe.
Or just hey, I'm all day. I'll talk capitalism with you. I don't think it's serving us. I don't, I'm not saying I don't love, you know, whatever, but I just don't know if it's serving us anymore. I definitely think you can love people without holding them up as perfect. Okay. So I'm just saying,
yeah,
I'm not going to put my faith in a human. I'm going to put my faith in this bigger energy out there, something that I can trust a little bit. And then that's going to actually maybe give me the strength to be able to love people who are imperfect, including me, you know?
Totally.
Yeah. All right. I feel like we've solved everything and we still have one more verse.
Let's do
Rock it.
Okay. You guys, this is it for me. This verse right here, rapping over Fish. I mean, Fish and Beastie Boys, my favorite bands of all times, to rap here over Fish. And it fits so well in that live version. That was unedited. This verse just fit right in there. So here it is. And this is stolen again from the Beastie Boys. They say, girls flock like bees to a hive.
Yeah.
Flock like bees to a hive. Hey, ladies.
Yeah. Okay. So much of this is Beastie Boys. I'm not even giving them enough credit, but it's all stolen from them. Okay. So, boys flock like fish to my line. I take up two lines with my rhymes. I've kissed a lot of people because I've got the fly press. That's like a basketball.
Yep.
Reference, okay? If you didn't pick up on it. I love a lot of people and I'll love the rest. God knows best and he's my ace. Another Beastie Boy reference. Got me in the right time, got me in the right place. So crank up the music and turn up the bass. I wear what I want because I know I got taste. I've got rhythm, I've got rhymes. I've got the crazy feeling for the God times. I've got spirit, I've got voice. I've got free will and I've got choice. A hippie past of which nobody knows. I used to play my bongo drums at all the dead shows. Peace and love, I spread a whole lot of. Wanna shed light so we can go farther. Lock it up, Lucy, I see you're getting loose. Pick up your heart and put down the juice. Thanking God for fun is what he really wants. Not no fun at all. So bring it on, punks. And it originally said, so bring on the punks.
Bring it back. Bring on the punks.
I'm bringing it back.
Bring it on.
And the punks.
And then we close with, I'm coming on strong and I'm coming with hits. I got God on my side, so I just can't miss. Whatever the problem, I know the solution. It's time to start a love revolution.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
That is pretty slick, I must say. They're like little spin-offs from the B-Boys, but you put your own words and rhymes to it, which is pretty cool, man. Yeah, I like it. I dig it.
What about you, Nick?
I think it flows. It flows.
Yeah, it's a nice flow to it.
Yeah, it flows. Just put the punks, bring on the punks instead of just, you know, punk.
Yeah.
That's a good
I changed it to not no fun at all. So bring it on, punks. That's kind of dismissive. Like, bring it on, punks.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But it's like you're down with punk.
Yeah, like not no fun at all. So bring on the punks. Bring it on.
Yeah, like in a positive light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why now I rarely change anything. I just write it. You guys, I put the pen on paper and whatever comes out, I just am like, this must be. Sometimes I second guess it and I'll be like, oh, that's kind of a weird thing to say. And then I'm like,
no, hell
no. That's not my place. I'm supposed to write it down. That was my original inspiration. Write it down. So I just write it down and, you know, I shouldn't be changing things, obviously, as we've seen tonight.
Well, it's good if you change them, but always leave like your omissions there too. and like throw those out to show like what it was and what it became, and you know, whether it manifested itself in a positive way or a negative way. And I think it sounds better with Bring It On Punks, but that's just me. We don't need to.
You liked it better, Bring It On Punks, rather than Bring On the Punks. Which one do you like better?
Plural punks, not the singular punk.
Yeah.
So bring on. Do you like Bring On the Punks or Bring It On Punks?
Bring on the punks.
Bring on the punks.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all in agreement.
Wait a minute.
It should be Bring On the Punks.
Hey,
we're all punks. We're a bunch of punks out here. I mean, come on.
Are you gonna like edit this song? Are you gonna redo it or is it over?
I mean, so I am 100% open to redoing or making new songs out of some of my songs don't have any music to them. I just don't have the musical capability to make that happen. So that's the only thing.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
What if like Nick and I and you go over this cut and really like edit it and add like live bongos or drums and like rework it out and filter out some and add maybe a little some. That could be a fun little thing, like a remix album or some shit.
Yeah.
A bunch of your songs, like have as an option, you know, if you would be open to it, I think that'd be kind of fun. And just
I'm 100% open to it. We have so much talent in our town and there's so many people I'm sure that would throw down a guitar or whatever.
Yeah.
Cause so,
that song for me, like we said earlier, it's super dope. The lyrics are phenomenal. It's like chaotic in spots, which is great, but I think just a little tweaking could really separate some stuff and like your lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'll be like more flowy, if that's a word.
I don't know.
I have to agree.
I'm just
with
being
that.
Honest.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Like, definitely need some more, you know, TLC in the transitional department. How verse, chorus, verse, or, you know, your hookage and everything else. It definitely needs some work with the transition, man.
But you guys,
I'm not trying to downsize.
I couldn't agree more, man. I am a lyricist. Yeah. I am not a musician.
Maybe even, like, there's spots where, you know, when you're singing, it's like, if you want to be like, that break is the best part. Or you could rhyme it like, the break's the best part, you know, not so obviously pronouncing every single word.
I know.
It's like a little slangy.
Let's do it. I'm open to it.
Could be freaking ill, dude. Like for sure.
I think it's got a lot of potential. It's clearly got a great name. You Are a Badass. I mean, I think it sums up the song. I think it's the perfect title.
And it gives like mad props to a bunch of bands, you know? So it's like,
you're
a badass, like, you know, it's speaking to a wider range of like the badass. It's not like you, Larry, that's listening to this. You're a badass. You can do it, man. Hit play. You're a badass. It's speaking to like the music involved, you, the writer, everyone.
It's like all of us. It's like we're all.
It's like we're all connected, and we're all bad, in one way or another.
That makes me feel good, guys. I was just about to ask you, like, how does this make you feel on like a emotional vibe level? Aside from just thinking with our heads, like, how could the music be better? The lyrics are clever. Obviously, we've established that. I think. But
the sampling's clever too, man.
The sampling was clever. I'm proud of it.
Kind of cracks me up. It's so like, it's so out there. It's cool.
Yeah, experimental.
Yeah, experimental.
But like, how's it make you guys feel? Or how do you feel? Maybe I should say after, you know, we're about to wrap up the show. What are you feeling now versus when you first came in? Do you feel better? Are you like, wow, that was fun doing this? Or like, what's your vibe?
Yeah, it was definitely a blast, you know? It was definitely fun, you know? For sure.
I mean, Nick, I like hearing the spiritual vibes from you. You've got a lot to say on that topic, and I didn't see that coming.
I mean, yeah, I'm not all about, you know, metal and all that shit, you know. I could be a positive, spiritual person.
Honestly, Nick, I don't know you as well as I know Joey, but that's like one thing that I have attributed to you is that you're very positive. And that is why I want to know you even more. Like, I'm like, we should hang out more. Like when Joey came over to DJ, I was like, you got to invite Nick. He's like so positive, you know, like that was like the number one characteristic of yours that stood out to me. So that's awesome.
Right on.
Positive vibrations, man.
Positive vibrations. All right.
That's
guys,
why we all kind of connect.
We're all you connecting
together. PMA, PMA every day, baby.
Positive mental attitude, baby.
You know it.
Okay, guys, I want to tell our listeners that I appreciate them. I hope they feel refreshed after listening to this. If you guys think that, you know, you guys, Nick and Joey, or my listeners, have a friend that you think would love hearing this podcast, please share the link with them. Please do things like and subscribe. It helps with the flow of things and gets it the word out. I'm doing this as like a, you know, I was going to say as like a favor, to God. God asked me to do him a favor. So
I'm a guy you call when you need favors, for sure. Always remember that.
Hey. All right. Yeah. Well, good. So
I got a guy for that, huh?
I'm going to share a version of this, an acapella version, at the end of the YouTube video. Okay. So if anybody wants to check that out, that link will be at the end of the YouTube. Nick, Joey, thank you guys for coming on today and enlightening us.
Thank you. You're
welcome. I love it. Stick around for a second, and I'm going to say goodbye to you guys, but first I'm going to play our outro music real quick, which is the same as the intro. This is a Young Leo production, don't we?
Yes.
Hit that like and subscribe button. Hit that like and subscribe button.
Please, please like and subscribe. I am fucking blessed, you guys. Thank you so much. I love sharing these songs with you guys every 2 weeks, like today on Tuesdays.